Okay, we're going to do Bava Kamma Daf Pei Aleph today. We're going to start on the last line of Pei Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is now going to bring, the Gemara is going to bring down what apparently is a brisa that lists the 10 to 9, the 10 conditions that Yoshua gave to Klal Yisrael in order for them to be Yorish the land. So, what is this brisa doing here? So, Agav, that the Gemara before brought a brisa that allowed, that told you that you're allowed to have your sheep run through the Yaros, through the forests of Eretz Yisrael. So the Brisa brings the Tanayim that Yeshua was Masnet to Bnei Yisrael, and the first one is that you could be Yaron by Yaros. That's the connection between this Brisa and the previous Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Asara Tanayim Hisna Yeshua. 10 conditions that Yeshua was Masnet with Klal Yisrael. It's really going to be 11. We're going to, if you look at it, it'll be 11, and Gemara will pick up on that afterwards. So first, this way Gemara sets up, let's go through all 10. It's going to list all 10, then it's going to go through each of them individually. And then when they're finished, we're going to start, maybe tomorrow we'll get to it, we'll start about the 10 Takanos of Ezra. We'll start interesting Gemaras. Number one, Yoshua, Sheyu Marin Bachoroshim, that anybody can be roe their animals in the forests and the fields in Eretz Yisrael, and the Baal HaYar, the owner of that forest and that field. I think Yar colloquially means forest, but I think here just means more a field. They can't protest. Number two, the Malakim Eitzim B'Sidosein. You can gather trees or branches from the fields of your friend. Number three, the Malakim Asavim B'Chomakom. You can take grass from anywhere. Chutz Me Tilson. Except from the grass that grows with Tilson, some sort of fenugreek, I think it's called, or some sort of kitneus. Why? Because they say, because the grass is good for the Tilson. So you want, if you take away the grass, then you're going to be destroying the Tilson. Number four, the kotmin and tios b'chomakom. You can chop off branches from the trees in order to take from those branches and create and the Gemara is going to limit this and I guess graft onto your own land and grow your own trees. Chutz migrofios shel zayis, except for a certain length of the branch of the olive tree, because what you want to do is you want to be able to chop off the branch and use it, but you don't want to kill the branch. The complete branch. You can chop it off to the point where it can still regenerate and grow and grow more. That's number four. Number five. Umayan hayotze b'tchila right b'nei ir mistapkim mimenu. If you have a spring that comes forth from somebody's land, right, the entire city can take the water from it. And the Baal Karka can't be mocked. Tosfos points out there may be a chiluk between something that's just a mayan that sprouts forth by herself, and a mayan that you dug and dug and worked hard and you found it, as opposed to it happening by itself. Right? Umichakin biyama shel Tveria. You can fish in the Kinneret. Kinneret is in the, it seems here the Kinneret, Mara says Kinneret is in the land of Naphtali. So everything belongs to them. So if not, you can fish in the Kinneret. You can fish in the Kinneret, right? Even though it's in Naphtali. Ubavach lo yifros kala. Right, it can't spread out a kela, right? V'yami das hasvina. You can't dig into the water. These, according to Rashi, you can't dig into the water. These certain nets that would now not allow the boats to knock off the ability for the boats to go through because you have these nets. The Rive, it seems to explain what it means is that you can't have these big fisher nets, the fish boats where you have that, what the trawlers I think they're called, where you put the net behind it and you can't do that. But Rashi seems to say that you can't like in the edges put in these things in the Kinneret that will block the boats from being able to go. Again, the Rive is you can have the trawlers. Machlok is over here though whether or not the people in Naphtali can do these things. It's theirs. Can they put it? So it seems to be the Yom Shal Shlomo brings down it. So it seems to be a machlokas between the Tosos, the Rashba, the Rush, and the Rif and the Rambam. According to the Tosos and the Rashba and the Rush, the Rush is in Siman Tazayin, Tosos and the Maskil Mechakin, right? He says, Kol Adam Ubovach Leofus Kala Nami Lechol Adam Vafidu Habaylim Atzman. Even the owners themselves can't do this. Seems to be saying because they were the Shvatim were masking with each other. All of them together, but the Rif and the Rambam in this game, Mamon Perakei Lacha Gimel, he says it's Mutal Abala Yam Lipros Kala Akivus Asvina. They're allowed to do it because it's theirs. And the Yam Shal Shlomo goes through. It says part of the sugya is mashma like Tosos, part of the sugya is mashma like Rambam is to come out to figure away what the story was. Have a paskin. Okay, that's number seven, right? That's number six. V'nipnim la'achori hageder v'afilu b'sode milei karkom. someone walking on the way and he has to relieve himself, he can walk behind somebody's fence and he can relieve himself there because it's nias. And he's also allowed, I think the chiddush is, that he's allowed to take a stone from the fence and use the stone to clean himself, right? Even though that you're going to be poured together over there, you're damaging the fence, right? Even if the field is filled of karkum, which is some sort of very valuable type of vegetation, right? Yeshua said that we're not choshes for the priests of the geder, that you're knocking down the geder. I would think that you're not choshes for actually relieving yourself on this type of field. It seems to be the Gemara is focusing on taking down the wall, right? And this next one is number 8, but it's really not going to belong here. U'mehalchin b'shivilei harishus achetei revi'a shnia. You were allowed to walk, right, on the fields after they were coached of the tzvua, and they put the tzvua into the storing houses. Then the bialim don't mind that you walk on their fields. You don't have to walk around the fields, but that's only ad sheteri revi'a shnia, until the second rain comes, which is according to Marantinus, which is yud zayin mar cheshvan, because at that point forward, that's when the fields are gonna, the tzvua is going to start growing, and walking on the fields would be bad for the growth. That's right. And then the next one is v'mistalkim l'tzide hadrachim mipnei yisedos hadrachim. You're allowed to walk on the edges of the private property that surrounds the public walkway because of the yisedos hadrachim, because of all the tit, all the cement, all the things that happen during the summer months. Everything you get the Gemara seems to explain during the summer months, all the mud hardens and you get these pegs and these obstacles in the road, so you got to walk around just on the edges of the Rishus HaYachid that surrounds the Rishus HaRabim. And number 9, Vatoa ben Hakramim, someone's lost in the vineyards, Mefasig v'ole, Mefasig v'yor. You can chop down the branches to get out of there. Stuck in a maze, you can chop down the branches to get out. You don't have to walk back to when you came in and then walk around. You can chop everything off to walk through. Number 10, Umnes mitzvah kone mikomo. In the Mace Mitzvah, so when I is Kone Mekomo. We'll see what that Machlok Chazonish brings out. So Machlok doesn't mean he's Kone Mekomo. It means that you have to bury him there, or that you're allowed to bury him there. So we mentioned that Toa Ben Akrum in Mapsik of all the Viore, where he's allowed to chop down. Thank you. You're allowed to chop down the vineyard, the vines to get through. So do you have to pay when you chop down the vines to get through? Machlok is Ravid Rashba. The Ravid, at the end of the Masechet, we're at the end of the Masechet, the Rabbi has like a little piece where he goes through the idea of being using somebody else's Rishus and paying them for it. So one of the things he brings down is this Gemara. He says that even though you're lost in the Krumim, you don't know where to go, nevertheless, since you caused this to happen to yourself because you walked in there, right? Then in order to save yourself a Mamul Chavera, you have to pay for it. The Rashi says, what's going on here? He says, I don't understand. These are the takanas that Yeshua made. Yeshua made a takana that you're allowed to pay yourself. Of course, and we all know that you're allowed to be matzil atzmo v'mamul chaveiro so long as you pay for it. So what's the chiddush here? So he says, had the Rashi not said this, I would have said that. And then he asked the question. But if you look at it, he must not have had the Rashi, or according to the notes on the bottom of the Rashi, written by Professor Atlas, he says that the Shita Mekabetz is bringing out the Ravid as the Rav Avesdin, which is a different person than the Ravid. So maybe the Rashba didn't have the actual Ravid that we had. The Rav Avesdin, I think, is the, who wrote that? Sefer Eshkol, I think, maybe. Whatever. So, he said, the Ravid that we have says that, no, because really, had not been for the Kohen of Yeshua, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, you wouldn't be allowed to do it at all. You just have to go back to where you came from. Who said that you put yourself in this situation? Now you have now without the Baal even being there, you can chop it all down. You'd have to go back. The Kohen of Yeshua, you can walk straight through, but you have to pay for it. The Rashi says no. The Kohen of Yeshua were all these things. The Kohen of Yeshua were that you don't have to pay for it. You're allowed to do it. Okay, that's the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ravid. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to discuss each takana. Number one was Shayu Marin Bachoroshin. That anyone can be row with their behemoths in the yaros of Eretz Yisrael, and the Baal Yar can't be makbid. So Amar Rapapa, lo Amar Mne Ela Daka Begasa. That's only if you have a behemoth daka, a small behemoth in a large forest. Aval Daka Begasa, but a small behemoth in a small forest, or Gasa Begasa, or a large behemoth in a large forest, lo, you can't do that. The Kol Shekin Gasa Begasa, and so, and Kol Shekin, if you have a large animal in a small forest, then no. Because the idea is it's not going to do anything to the forest. If it's a small forest, it's a couple of trees, then it's going to be destructive to the forest. And I guess the Behemah Gasa destroys it no matter what. That's number one. Number two, Umalatin Eitzim Yisidosehen. And you can collect the trees, the branches, right? You want to use the branches, I guess, for firewood. You can take off the trees. So the branches. Lo Amaram, we don't say this. Heter Ella Behizmi Vihigi. Only these types of trees, the Hizmi and the Higi, which are not such a chashuv trees. Aval Bashar Eitzim, but other type of trees, the more valuable trees, lo. There's no Heter. Vafilu Behizmi Vihigi. And even in the Hizmi and the Higi, Lo Amaron Ella Bimuchubarin. Only if they're mechubar to the karka already. They weren't chopped off yet. Then you can chop them off. Aval betlushim lo, but if they were taken off, then no, because once they're taken off, Mestama, the Baal HaSadeh, went through the tirfa of chopping them off himself, meaning his das is to keep them. He wants to use them. If they were chopped off. And the Gemara says, afilu b'muchubarin lo amaron, even if they're on the trees, you can't take them off ele belach, only if they're moist. Aval b'yavashim lo, but if they're yavish, if they're dry, no, because since they're dry, the Baalim is going to need them, right? The Baalim is going to need them for the reason to use it for firewood. What does Rashi say? He says over here, the Shita Mekubetis brings down because he's going to need it for fire. But you're not allowed to take it down where you're okia the roots, because then it's no longer going to grow again. Then it's completely destructive. So you have to leave it the ability for it to continue growing. That's number two. Number three. Umilakin asavim b'chol makom chutz neiv sada tilson. You can take grass, because it's a maichel behema, for your animals, except for grass that grows with the tilson, right? The Gemara asked, parents dira, l'meimer de tilson ma'alilo asavim. It's mashrim here that tilson is good for the grass. Or you mean, you ask a contradiction, because there's a Mishnah Kloyim, Perek Bit, is Mishnah Hay, the tilson, what's the din? Tilson with the grass, apparently, is Kloyim. So if there's Kloyim, you're supposed to remove it. But the Gemara says, Tilson she also imine asavin, aim the chayvin osulako. We don't force the Baal HaSadeh to remove the grass because of the Isser Kalayim. And Rashi explains because in the future he's going to remove it by himself because it's no good for the Tilson to have the grass there. So this mission is mashma that the Tilson is no good for the grass. Right? So you see from here that the asavim are mafsi the Tilson. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, lo kasha, there's no kasha kan, in the Mishnah we're talking about, lizera, where you want the tilson for its seeds. When you want it for its seeds, then the grass is no good for it. The kan and the brisa, that's lizirin. That's when you want the tilson in order to feed to the animals. And then lizera, if you grow the tilson for the zera, then it's kashu la'asavim. Then the grass is no good for it. Because it's makish, it damages the seeds, it damages what you're going to use to replant. But if you're doing it for feed, for fodder, that's going to be, then the grass is good for it. I guess it destroys the seeds, but it makes the produce better. Because when it is in the grass, then I guess it has something that can grow on it, and it leans on it, it doesn't fall over, and therefore it stays. That's one answer. Ivai Seimah to answer the stira. Kan la Adam. By the Mishnah, we're talking about the tilson is for Achilas Adam, and therefore you know you're going to take away the grass because it's so it doesn't damage it. Kan, but our Braisa is Libahema. It's for a Behema. The cave of the Behema who desire a Savim Nami Mibayle. Since it's for the grass, since it's for animals, you want the grass to be with it also. Right, so the Gemara says, okay, so how do you know who you grow it for? You grew it for grass, or you grew it for, because it makes a difference. If you only take it off, the kalayah makes a difference when you have to take it off. If you want it to be there, then you would have to take it off. It depends on how neat it's done. If it's done neatly, you can say there with all these rows, then that's a simon that you did it for Achilas Adam. If it's not done neatly, then that means that it was done for the tzorech of Behema. Okay? Tosfos. it's a deal about Kalayim. We'll deal with the Kalayim when the Daf Yomi does Mishnah Kalayim. Oh, I never do the Mishnah Kalayim. Okay, so that's the next one. The next one, the kot min netia b'chol makom chutz migrofios shel zayis. You're allowed to chop off the branches, right? You're allowed to chop off these branches that are on this tree, but only up to a certain point, right? You're going to use these. You're going to use these in order to grow your own, but you can't chop off the whole thing. You have to leave a certain measurement in order to allow the branch to continue growing.
Is that in a person's own field?
No, it's not going. No, this is someone else's field. In your own field, you can do what you want. Talking about, it's all talking about going to somebody else's field. So, What's the length? Perish Rabbi Tanchum, the Rabbi Biryas, Mishum Zokin Echad, Bezayas Kebetza. If you're talking about an olive tree, you have to leave over a Betza's left size left over on the branch. Right? Bekanim Ugefanim, right? From these reeds and from the vines. Min Hapkak. Right? There's these like not looking things on the vines. They look like a knot. So that last knot you can't chop off from there towards the end. Right, min apak, ulamaila, from there and upwards, ushar kol ilanos, min ubo shel ilan, only from, I don't know, the ubo shel ilan, it seems to explain that it means these branches that the fruit grows to, but not all the way down, because all the way down, top it all the way down again, you're gonna pass that, and those they'll never regenerate. Velo min achudo, you can't take it out from the middle of the tree. You can't check it out from the trunk. You can't check it down from the trunk. But also another thing, min chadash she'eno oseperos. You can only do it, take it, chop down from new branches that haven't yet grown fruit or won't grow fruit. Velo min ayashan she'oseperos, and not from an old one that already grew fruit. Right, and also mimakum she'eno ro esachama. You can only chop it down from an area that's not going to see the sun, therefore it's not going to grow. Below b'makom shu roa esachama, and not from part of the branches that's going to see the sun, because then its future is going to grow. So basically, it's very limited. It has to be from a place that doesn't see the sun, that hasn't grown fruit yet, and it only can be up to a certain point on the tree. Right, you can't damage the tree. The whole point is that you can take it. Seems to be all these cases, or I don't know. There seems to be kofen on lida stone type cases, like zenen evzel chaser almost. So what do you need the takana for? I guess because you're walking to someone else's shush and you're taking it down. That's what you need to kind of point. Okay. So even they have takanas rabbanon even from Zman Yoshua. These are old. These are old takanas. We're talking about old takanas. These are old. All right. So how do you know? So Nemar, the pasuk says, we mega tvuos shemesh. Next to the shemesh is where it grows. The shemesh is mam take the tvuos, and that's where you see that you can't take it. It's the whole point. It's not to destroy it. You can't take it. You can't be destructive and take it from the places where the shemesh where it grows, because it's connected to the shemesh. Okay. Next one, umayin hayotze b'tchila b'nei iir mistap mimenu, a spring that comes forth from the ground. The b'nei iir who are by them in that city, they can use that mayan. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna nosin lo damim. You have to pay for it. Mashma like we had like the raiva before, but the less hilchosak of a say. But the lach is not like him. Rather, everyone can use it, and they're not chayav to pay for it. So. I don't know how you necessarily fit that in with the machlokas Rashi and Rebbe. Maybe the Rashi says, "Look, we even have them in one of these places where you're using somebody's stuff. You don't pay for it. So in all the cases, you don't pay for it." Okay. Now we're on to the next case of umechakin biyamash al Tveria. You'll add a fish, right, in the sea of Tveria, which is the Kinneret. Ubilvad shelo yifrosh kela. So long as you don't put down these things that will either obstruct the boats from going according to Rashi, or these fishing nets coming from the boats according to the Ravid, right? Ubavach liyefes keli v'yamid esasvina avatzadhu birishasos ubimichmaros. You can be tzad with these. I don't know how the article translate rishasos and michmaros. I thought these are poles or something that we were allowed. I don't know how we translate different types of nets. As long as these nets don't aren't as long as these nets don't.
It seems like what it's saying is
individual.
You go individually fishing.
Right. Right.
But if you go in mass
You can't do it in a way that's going to obstruct somebody else's ability to fish.
Right.
You can't do it in a way. So he quotes in the Masifta, quotes Radal. Radal the Beirul the Pirkei the Rabbi Elazar. He asks because the Zohar, I'll give you the source in Hashmatos Reish Samach Amud Beis Os Reish Lamed to Reish Lamed Hey, so you can look it up. That the Zohar says that. Of all the yamim in the world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kinneret to give it to Zvulun, right? Because the chilut what? It's a stira. We just said it's from Naphtali. Yeah. Well, the Zohar says it's from Zvulun because the chilazon is found there, and the Gemara in Megillah also says that the chilazon is in the chelik of Zvulun. So if the Kinneret is in Zvulun, it's mashma that if the chilazon is in the Kinneret, it's mashma that the yam Kinneret is in the Nachla of Zvulun. So is it in Zvulun or is it Naphtali? Ah, so it's machlokas between the Nistar and the Nigla about where. Well, it's machlokas Metzias. Where was, I don't know where it was. So he, the Radalism answers that you must say that really the Ikar Nachla of Zvulun was in the west, because the pasuk says the Yirkaso al Tzidon, which is in, on the west, on the Mediterranean, because the Tzidon is on the coast. But nevertheless, he says that there was some sort of like strip of land that went across from the Mediterranean towards the Kinneret. And that part of the Kinneret over there was on that coast, that I guess that west coast of the Kinneret belonged to Zvulun. He says it's meduik in the Lashon, because the pasuk says Zvulun lechof yomim yishkon. Zvulun's going to sit on the banks of the yomim, of the waters, which is plural. So it's Mediterranean and the Kinneret. And that's what, and so he also brings out a medrash that says Shehayi lo shnei yamim, that had two yamim, so the Mediterranean and the Kinneret. But nowadays the Chilazon people, I'll ask Ayin Brand Spiegel, the Chilazon people don't find it in the Kinneret. They find the Chilazon only in the Mediterranean, right?
It's not freshwater.
What? Right. So, but why is it here? How they answer? To look it up on the website. How they answer that the Chilazon was in the Kinneret. I'm sure they have answers. But thanks for everything. But no, Baruch Hashem, they're doing wonderful things. I don't understand. I have to look up how the answers. Maybe I'll email Chaim and find out what the story is. How did he answer the Zohar? So, it's my favorite Zohar. Anyway, so that's that one. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So Gemara says another brice in this inyan. Bari shown originally when they were mechalat the land, hisnu shvatim zed shelo yifrosh kliya, that they won't put out these nets. The yamid as hasvina about sadhu birishos also with mechmaros. But you can have these other nets as long as they don't obstruct the boats. Tana Rabbanon, Gemara says here Yamash al Tveri b'chelik of Naphtali ha'isa. Clear as day. Gemara says here that the Yamash al Tveri is in the chelik of Naphtali. Below Ode, and not only that, Elosh Natal Melo Chevel Cherem Bidroma. They also had not only was the land, the sea, but also the southern bank of the Kinneret also belonged to Naphtali. L'kayim Asher Nemar, because it says by the Yam Bidorum Yerusha. Yam and south of it, they will be Yoreh. So even the southern bank of the Kinneret belonged to Shevet Naphtali. And Agav, that we brought a Bryce that talked about Shevet Naphtali, the Gemara is going to bring a Bryce and that talks about the Nachlav of all the Shvatim. Tanya of Shimon and Elazar Omer. Tlushim Shebaharim. Becheskas Kol Shvatim Hein Omrim. The growths that are not attached on all the mountains in Eretz Yisrael, anyone who wants can grab them. But mechubarim mecheskas also shevet. But anything that's still attached, you can't just rip it off. That belongs only to the people of that shevet. So someone from Yehuda can't go up to the Galil and rip things off of the mountain. But if it's already off the mountain, off the trees there, you can grab it. The ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet miYisrael she'ein lo bahar b'shvelu v'negev u'be'emek. Every single shevet in Klal Yisrael, the topography of their nachla had mountains, valleys, wilderness, and mountains, plains, wilderness, and valleys. Every nachla, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily true, you have to look at it, but when you travel in Eretz Yisrael, like every 5 minutes on the road, it's in a different topography. You have mountains here, then you go to valleys, then you go to the Carmel, then you go to there's always, it changes, topography changes every moment, so maybe that's what you're talking about. If you travel north, you got the Shvela, and then you got the mountains, and then it's interesting. So Shenemar, we pull it from a pasuk. Shenemar, pinu usuulachem, right? Turn and go forward. Uvo har amori and go to har amori. V'kosh chenav to all its neighbors. Ba'arava, bahar, v'shvela, uvanega, v'chof hayam. So I don't know why they don't say v'chof hayam also. But that's not true. Not every nach. Some of them are landlocked. Not all the nachlos are on the water. So you see that the nachla we captured from the amori had all these four. Right, and atamotze the kanaim uprizim, and you also find it in the kanaim and the prizim shenemar vel kol shreinav, and also to all its neighbors. Alma shreinav hachi havus. So even the shreinim, even the neighbors of the Amori, also had these type of topography in their lands. Okay. Next case. The nifnim laachori hageder vafilu besodesh yimalei karkom. You can go and relieve yourself behind the fence, even in a field that's filled of karkom. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Lo nitricha, Yoshua didn't have to mechavish this tznai, that you can do that. Ella lito hemena tzror. The point of the takana was that you allow to now take a stone from the person's, from the geder itself that you walk behind, and use that stone to clean yourself. Right? Even though now you're going to be taking a stone away from the fence, and that's damaging to the fence. So they didn't have chain link fence, all the fences there were stones. So Amar Chizda says, Afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to take, you're allowed to do this. Even on Shabbos. What does it mean? Shabbos, two couple of things that come up. Number one, it's, unless you've set aside the Shabbos Dainer is Muksa. So how are you taking this, how are you doing this? So you can say one of two things. You can say either it's set aside for it. Number two, it's covered of Brios. Covered of Brios is Docha de Rabbanan. And Muksa most probably is a de Rabbanan. Okay? Right, so now the other question is, though, how do you take it down? How do you take it down? Isn't this a malacha de araisa of bona and sosa? You're destroying the thing. It's stira, right? So the Meiri brings down the name of the Gedolei HaMefarshim, who is the Ravid. So Gedolei HaMefarshim, I'm not sure what that is. He says, so look, I think it's the Ravid. Called the Gedolei HaMefarshim, or maybe that's Rashi. Gedolei HaMefarshim and the Meiri. He's called Gedolei HaMechabrim, is the Rambam. I don't know. To look in the front of the Meiri, he gives a list. There's a list of all the things that he quotes. He quotes from the Gedolei HaMefarshim that Rav Chisda's heter was only by stones that weren't put together with cement that didn't have tip on it, because then you're not really being sosa or anything. You're just pulling them off. He brings the Raibi down here that says that that it's muchanim, therefore it's not muksa. At the Yam Shal Shlomo,
how much is he actually taking down here?
I don't know.
It depends. He's not really destroying it.
You can, but can you put them back now? Can you? Why you can't put them back on Shabbos? Putting them back on Shabbos is bone, and there's no that's a problem of sticking it in. That's a problem of maybe being bone. It's also probably gross. But anyway, the Yam Shel Shlomo brings down that the Chizkos Heter on Shabbos is only a little stone that's not with which you're not going to be destroying the Geder. Meaning that sometimes you have these stones that are loose on the side, you can take that. But take one out, there's actually now a hole between there, because that can be bone, that's building a window. That can be a problem. Okay, so there's a Hilchos Shabbos issue with that also. Alright, next case. No, sorry, Gemara brings a Maisa with this. Marzuchua Chasido Shakel Umehader. He would take the Even from the Geder, and after he used it, he would put it back. And when Amalei Lishmaye said to his Shamish, right, Zil Shirke, he said to his Shamish that on the next day, and I mean he wouldn't put it back on Shabbos. In the next day, he said to the Shamish, next day, go put it back together. Go put the fence back together. Okay. Gemara now talks about the next. Umahalchem b'shvilei harishus acheteiru v'yoshniya. You can walk in these sados after they were harvested up to the second rain. Amara papa v'hadidarn, and us who our karka in Bavel is very moist. Right, afilu tal kashile. Even dew, once the dew falls at night, it makes and you walk on the dew. It's very destructive for our land. Therefore, you can't walk on the fields after it was seeded, even before the rain. In Eretz Yisrael, you can walk on the fields after it's seeded till the second rain. And Bava, once it's seeded, you can't walk on, because even if the dew, you walk on the dew would be destructive for the land. Okay, what he's bringing bubble here? The bubble has to do with the Tekanos of Ezra. The Tekanos of Ezra for Eretz Yisrael seems to be that some of the Tanaim, the Memoriam, took these Tekanos and expanded them into bubble. Okay, next case. V'misalkim litzidei hadrachim v'pnei yisildos hadrachim. You're allowed to walk on the skin. You're allowed to walk on the sides of the Rishus Hayachar because of the pegs and the obstacles in your way that are on the fields, that are on the streets, the thoroughfares. Shmuel of Rabbi Yehuda havu shakli v'azli ba'orcha. They were walking on the way. V'havim misdalek Shmuel litzidei hadrachim. Shmuel would walk on the side because that was the takana that Yeshua did. But Shmuel's in Bavel. So Amar Le Rav Yehuda, Tnaim Shehisne Yoshua Afilu B'Bavel. With the Tnaim that Yeshua did, do they imply even in Bavel? So Shmuel says, Amar Le Shani Omer Afilu B'Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, he did these things in Chutz La'aretz also, because that you can do it, because it's not necessarily done only in Eretz Yisrael. It was done in order to allow people to live with each other. And you can't walk on the streets here, so people aren't makbid on the edges. You can't walk all the way through, but on the edges of the Rishus HaYachid, you're allowed to walk. Okay. Rabbi, next piece of Gemara, I think, is very, very crucial. Why? Rebbe and Reb Chiya havu shakli v'azli v'orcha. They were walking on the fields, right? Right? Istalku litzidei hadrachim. And since there were these obstacles, they walked to the sound. Havei kamapsiya v'azur Rabbi Yehuda ben Knosa kamayu. They saw Rabbi Yehuda ben Knosa in front of them. Amalei, right? And he wasn't. What was going on with Rabbi Yehuda ben Knosa, he wouldn't use this heter, and he was walking very carefully in the street in order not to trip. But he wouldn't use the heter of the takan of Yeshua and walk on the sides. So Amalei Rabbi Chiya, mi who's this guy who looks so frum? Who's this guy who's being so frum?
What's going on here? That's what it is. They're laughing. That's what it is. So Amale Rab Chia, Shema Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenosa Talmidehu. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenosa, B'chol Masa L'Shem Shemayim. If it's somebody else, then you're right, it's a big problem. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenosa, my Talmud, I know that all his Masa L'Shem Shemayim, and we shouldn't get upset of him. Ki Matu L'Gabe, when I got to him, Chazze, they saw it was him. But Amale, Ilav Yehuda ben Kenosa Hat, Yezitan L'Shaka B'Gizu De Parzala. Had it you not been Yehuda ben Kenosa, and we know that all your, and your Rebbe was Meir, that all your Masa L'Shem Shemayim, We would break your legs with iron rods. What?
Iron clubs.
We would club you with iron clubs, meaning we would put you in Nidui. We'll put you in Chayrim, because you're nearer that you're so from that you won't abide by the takana of and it's not my thing. That's how the Yom Tov Shlomo explains it. He says, Umash Chapitz is in the Parak Zion Simon Mem Aleph, the Yom Tov Shlomo. Umash Chapitz Lindoso Mishum Yura. It's extra gaiva. It's haughty. The royal indoso. And you're supposed to get nidoy. Umatzino smach. You see a source in Parakam. The soto lindoso. Yura kol shrikan. Why? Shemare ki ilu cholik al tanai Yoshua umachmir Yosef. Smash that he's mar himself. He's machmir more than Yoshua. Right? Im Cain. Right, so he says you're allowed to mach. And even if it was done, and even if it's done in private, if it's done in front of your rebbe, he was not machmir. You also can get nidoy. But if you're doing something like this, you're supposed to get, you could get nidui. So, brought down the shilas, brought down, what about guys who stand up during laning in a shul that most people sit? Or even the other way around, people sit when they stand, like by, like the Saras Adibros. Oh, I don't stand for the Saras Adibros, it's just like the rest of the, just like the rest of the Torah. Yeah, I've done that also. What's the story? So, what? You're like, these are people do. I'm so frum, I'm going to stand for leaning. I'm so frum, I'm going to sit for this. It talks about the main marim afterwards. There's no reason to stand. So some say that really you should do what the tzibur does. If the tzibur is machmir themselves, you should be machmir themselves. But others say that being machmir yourself, if you have a real sheet to hold like, then you're allowed. It's okay. In other words, some people say you're supposed to sit for the aseret hadibros. So then maybe that's. Even if you're standing out, because you have what to... I don't say now that's not Porish Menatzibor. Maybe that's a different story. Okay, that's there. But I just thought that being too frum, everyone says, oh, be machmer, it's a good thing. Alei Shor, Wavwobi. I don't think we've ever quoted Wavwobi in the Daf Yomi. He has, in the second Chelek Sheni, the real thick one, the Alei Shor, he has an essay entitled Frumkeit, being frum. And the pasuk he quotes in the beginning is, Sohu solo panu derech, harimu mitzvah mederech ami. You strayed from my path. Right away, you know what he's talking about. Frumkeit. What does he say? He says, "Avodas Hashem is there's something that's a michshol in your Avodas Hashem, and what's that called? It's called frumkeit. Frumkeit's a michshol in Avodas Hashem. This is not my stuff. This is Rav Wolfi, right? And he says, there's no tirgum. There's no Hebrew translation for it. For being too frum. He says that frumkeit is an egoistic. Is based off your ego to be so frum." Being so, I'm going to be machmir, machmir, that's being frum, right? He says, you're supposed to do avodas Hashem, it's supposed to be based off das, off introspection and retrospection and thinking, not just reactionary and just doing things to be machmir on yourself. If you do it through das and you have the whole cheshbon nefesh, you think this is my best way to do avodas Hashem, that's one thing. But just to constantly take upon yourself these extra chumras and extra chumras, he says that's frumkeit. He says, the frumkeit, it pushes the person to do only what's good for him, right? It's the pula ben adam lechaveru got meis l'shma ben adam makom in mizrim befrumkeit ben adam lechaveru doing something ben adam lechaveru doesn't come from frumkeit. You can't be machmir yourself. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. He said all the sifrei musar are based on the fact it's supposed to be das. You're supposed to think about it. You're supposed to be ben adam lechaveru. It's v'hatu l'reicha kamocha, right? He brings it down from the Nosson Tzvi Finkel, right? In the hatu l'reicha kamocha, it's supposed to be kamocha. You love yourself. Why? For any other external reasons? Because you want to be so firm. You love yourself. You love yourself. So ben adam lechaveru is supposed to be for real. Not based on frumkeit. I don't speak lashon hara because I don't want to speak badly about this person. You really have to check into yourself to see what you're doing. So he brings down later. He says the real way to avodas Hashem is what he calls hachna, is to be make yourself smaller, to make yourself lahanmich. I don't know how to translate the word hachna. It's humility, I guess. But he says frumkeit hidachav egoisti Kimo kol datav instinctivity. It's like an instinct, it's an animal instinct of self-preservation, so to speak. It's egoistic. V'lechein ein bo tzvil shel hachna'a. There's no part of hachna'a in there. The ein bo gam his karvus amisis el abora. This doesn't bring you close to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki bevadai ein hashchina shor b'toch anochios. The shchina does not rest by someone who's involved with the self. It does, right? Ulehefech, it's the opposite. Hamachnias es atzmo, hu misrachik b'holech me'egoism. If you're machnia, you go away from being an egotistical person. Ubezehu niya kli tarah sheyarchin HaKadosh Baruch Hu eshchinoso etzlo. That's how you get close to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. When he says that, he quotes the Maisa of Yisrael Salanter, where he was walking in Erev Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre night, and he hears a baby crying in the house, because the mother wanted to hear Kol Nidre. So Yisrael Salanter sat with the baby. He says, so being so firm, he quotes, Ki firm ka yichol yos gorim yashus kum le averos chamuros. Being so firm can bring out all these other averos. Lechein tzrichin levasis as avod adafke al das. Your avod has to be specifically on das, not at a firm ka. He quotes the story, he goes, oh, you're being so firm, you have to have this person elected because he firms. He goes, you know, all these averos that come out during the elections in Eretz Yisrael, he quotes. You have to just have to be very careful. But if it's the same Shemayim, if it's truly, truly the same Shemayim, that's something else, the Gemara says. But just to be stam, make yourself extra firm. Oh yeah, well those guys have a different problem. That's even if you're completely the same Shemayim in that instance, which I don't believe it's possible. But even if it's the same Shemayim, that's a mitzvah baldu avera. That's right off the bat. That's even usher. Except if you forget a frumkeit issue, that's just usher. These guys should go to jail for a long time, not just 4 years. I'm allowed to say that, right?
Shaq says,
yeah.
It's
talking about Israel is tough.
That's part of the general offer.
Yeah.
Esther.
Yeah.
Taking on more homework is an Indian Hebrew
mitzvah. Right, but that may be.
I think that's talking about
looking in the outside, taking on more hidurim.
More homework, if you want math on all different shooters.
Right, but no, but that's the idea. We talked about it. If there's a shita, we said before, there's a shita to rely on, that may be an issue. Just to stam, be machmir on all these things. I don't know what the common examples are that he's necessarily talking about. Not necessarily. If the entire Klal Yisrael is not machmir for a certain thing, and you decide, I'm going to do it this way in front of everybody, what's the reason why you're doing it? What's the reason why you're doing that? Is there a shikla das into why you're doing that? Or stam, I'm the guy, I'm the machmir guy, check me out, look at me. I think that's what he's talking about. What? Check me out. I'm the guy. Okay, next. Hatoah. We're going to move. Hatoah ben Akrami mifasik v'yori mifasik ola. If you're lost in the vineyards, you can chop down the vines to get out. So Tana Rabbana, one of the brice, Haroah Chavei or Toah ben Akrami. You see your friend who's lost in the vineyards. He can't find his way out. Mifasik v'ola mifasik v'yori. Achshamaleu irol derech. You can chop down until you get him out. Right? And so to you yourself, if you're lost, can chop it down. So Gemara says, "Ma v'chein? What's v'chein? If my friend can do it for me, why can't I do? If my friend can save me, why can't I save myself? Right? You would think that maybe the friend who knows how to get you out, he knows the way, so he's going to do he's going to chop down only a limited amount of vine. He's going to limit the damage. He can do it. The nifsog avalhu the lo yod lehelach. He doesn't know where he's going, lo nifsog, he shouldn't chop it down, because he's going to chop down a ton of things, he's going to make a mess out of the whole area. So maybe he, nahaji nedal be mitzrei, he should go back to the way he came, kamash malan, even he can chop everything down. My question is though, what if he's in the middle, and he has no idea where he came in, where he came out, you're in those mazes, you don't know where you're going from. I don't know, maybe he just doesn't know the way to go out, but he knows to go out where he's going, but he knows where he came from. The Gemara says, did Yeshua have to make a tenai that you're allowed to chop down these moros in order to find your friend? Hadoraisahu. It's a doraisa. The sanya, the pasuk says, the brisa says, hashavas gufu minayin. It says, lo sira shurachecho say nidochim v'salamta mehem v'hashu t'shem l'achicha. You have to return items to a person. How do you know you have to return a person to himself also? Tamed loma v'hashivoso. They even have to return the guf of somebody to themselves. So it's a doraisa that you have to save this guy. Right, so the araisa who the kabe metzre. He says no. The araisa the chiv is only to get him out, to get to the edges, so he can walk around. The asa who came Yeshua talking to mefasik olu mefasik v'yorei, that he can actually chop down and do damage to the field in order to get him out. Next case, umes mitzvah kone mekomo. A mes mitzvah can be kone his place. So what does that mean? Mes mitzvah kone mekomo. The Chazanish brings down two possibilities. He says number one that the takane is. The takana is that if you said that the person who finds the mace mitzvah has to bring him to a cemetery. You'll be choshish. Then maybe he says, I don't want to schlep to a cemetery anymore. I don't want to, so I'm going to leave him here. So the mace mitzvah kodem komo is a reshus. Other way to learn it is that the kana is that you mechuyev to bury him right in that spot, because if you matir them to bring him to the base kvaros, you can be choshish and maybe there'll be an issue, maybe he won't get into the cemetery. Just bury him right then and there, so you don't have to have any worries. So he uses that to answer two answers in the Tosfos and Megillah. If we have time, which we won't, we could discuss it. So the Gemara says, Mace mitzakon v'komo, riminu v'akasha, ha-motze mace mutil be'istaro, you have a mace that's lying in the Rishus HaRabim, mifanel yamin istaro l'smol istaro, you move him to the side. If you find him in a stay bore, right, if one side of the Rishus HaRabim is a stay bore, which isn't Chorosh, and the next side is a stay near, which is Chorosh, but not seated, mifanel stay bore, you put him in the stay bore. If it's stay near on one side, it stays zera, a seated field on the other side, mifanel stay near. You see, you can move him. What do you mean, Koni? So Gemara says, Amar Rabibi b'mutal al Meitzer. We're talking about a Meis Mitzvah that's now lying across the entire Rishus. You have to move him, because you can't just leave him there. If you don't, because if he's lying across the entire thing and you bury him right there, then any Kohen who walks over is going to be Mahil. There's going to be Tumas. So you have to move him to the side. When we toast, Nitalif Noso, since you're allowed to move him, if Nei Lechol Mokum Shigirtan. Then you move him based upon the discussion that we just had, to which field. Okay. Gemara says, Amri Asara, you said 10. Hani Chatzrei Haven, there are 11. If you count them, there are 11 over here. So Gemara says, not Nahachem, Ishvili HaRishus, that you're allowed to walk on the sides, right, in order, before the Zriya, you better walk on this field before it's Zera, before the second rains come. That you're right. That's at the Kana Shlomo. Shlomo Amara, he had a sign. He was learning a Brisa. Haresha Kalu Peiro Sem in Asada. Someone took all the fruits out of the field. U Enu Maniach Bnei Adam Likaras Betoksa Deyu, and he doesn't allow his friend to walk into his field to use it as a shortcut. Mahabris Omer Salav. What does everyone say about him? Mahanah Yesh Laploni. Why is he being monea people from doing this? He gets no hanah. What is he losing? U Mahabrios Mazikoslo. What are they damaging to who? The Allah of Kasav Omer. And him, the pasuk says, Mi Yos Tov Al Tikrei Ra. From something that you can do good, don't be bad. So Gemara says, what type of pasuk is that? There's no pasuk like that. Umik Siv. Where is that? Umik Siv Mi Yos Tov Al Tikrei Ra. Gemara says, a pasuk like that's written. Ksiv, ki agavna, a pasuk similar to that's written. It says, al tim neto mibalov, biyul el yad chalasos. Don't withdraw from doing good when the opportunity arises. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good day.